तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। सिद्धिं प्राप्तो यथा ब्रह्म तथाप्नोति निबोध मे तथाप्नोति निबोध मे। समासेनैव कौन्तेय समासेनैव कौन्तेय। निष्ठा ज्ञानस्य या परा निष्ठा ज्ञानस्य या परा। सिद्धिं प्राप्तो यथा ब्रह्म तथाप्नोति निबोध मे। समासेनैव कौन्तेय निष्ठा ज्ञानस्य या परा। बुद्ध्या विशुद्धया युक्तः बुद्ध्या विशुद्धया युक्तः। धृत्यात्मानं नियम्य च धृत्यात्मानं नियम्य च। शब्दादीन् विषयां त्यक्त्वा शब्दादीन् विषयां त्यक्त्वा। रागद्वेषव्युदस्य च रागद्वेषव्युदस्य च। बुद्ध्या विशुद्धया युक्तः धृत्यात्मानं नियम्य च। शब्दादीन् विषयां त्यक्त्वा रागद्वेषव्युदस्य च। विविक्तसेवी लघ्वाशी विविक्तसेवी लघ्वाशी। यतवाकाय मानसः यतवाकाय मानसः। ध्यानयोगपरो नित्यं ध्यानयोगपरो नित्यं। वैराग्यं समुपाश्रितः वैराग्यं समुपाश्रितः। विविक्तसेवी लघ्वाशी यतवाकाय मानसः। ध्यानयोगपरो नित्यं वैराग्यं समुपाश्रितः। अहंकारं बलं दर्पम् अहंकारं बलं दर्पम्। कामं क्रोधं परिग्रहं कामं क्रोधं परिग्रहं। विमुच्य निर्ममः शान्तः विमुच्य निर्ममः शान्तः। ब्रह्मभूयाय कल्पते ब्रह्मभूयाय कल्पते। अहंकारं बलं दर्पम् कामं क्रोधं परिग्रहं। विमुच्य निर्ममः शान्तः ब्रह्मभूयाय कल्पते। ब्रह्मभूतप्रसन्नात्मा ब्रह्मभूतप्रसन्नात्मा। न शोचति न काङ्क्षति न शोचति न काङ्क्षति। समः सर्वेषु भूतेषु समः सर्वेषु भूतेषु। मद्भक्तिं लभते परा मद्भक्तिं लभते परा। ब्रह्मभूतप्रसन्नात्मा न शोचयति काङ्क्षितः काङ्क्षिति। समः सर्वेषु भूतेषु मद्भक्तिं लभते परा। So the verses that we saw, he was emphasizing on Karma Yoga. As I said, 18th chapter is the summary of the Gita. So here he gave the Karma Yoga. We already discussed this with you before, that when you follow the karmas, the karmas mentioned in Karma Kanda, you get three results. If you do it as karma for the fulfillment of the desires, you get, you fulfill the desires here, ihaloka sukham you will get, and maximum you can go up to swarga. That is a paraloka sukham. But you can't get moksha. Moksha meaning liberation. Liberation from the bondage of the cycle of birth and death. Why action, karma cannot give you the liberation or liberation from the bondage of birth and death, cycle of birth and death? Because the bondage of cycle of birth and death is due to the ignorance of the self. The vasanas which come because of the ignorance of the self. And due to the vasanas you take birth. And there is definitely death for the one who has taken birth. And while living we continue increasing the vasanas. Since there are vasanas left, while we die we continue to be taking birth again. You are born in this room to study Gita because you have vasana to study Gita. So that which causes your birth is the vasanas. And that is due to the ignorance of your true nature, the self, which is paripurna. So therefore the direct antidote for ignorance is knowledge. So when you gain the knowledge of the self alone, you get moksha. So therefore through karma you can't get moksha. But by following karma maximum you can go is swargalok. But Shastra very clearly tell you that going to swargalok also is a temporary sojourn, you will come back. According to your pap and punya, you will come back to another cycle of birth. And if it happens to be human janma, you are lucky. You have another opportunity to increase or decrease the vasanas. So we say another opportunity to decrease vasanas. We don't say opportunity to increase vasanas. Right? But the other janma can even be other animals or so. In that case, you don't get the opportunity to decrease the vasanas.
I don't want to come back again.
Okay, then you better study Bhagavad Gita and follow it. And then you will make your name your own mukta. So the thing is, you need to understand that karma cannot give you moksha. But karma can give you something. What is the chitta shuddhi? If it is done as karma yoga. Right? So karma can give you chitta shuddhi, purification of your mind. If you follow it as karma yoga, right? That is what he discussed so far. So by karma yoga, we are supposed to get purified. Once we attain chitta shuddhi, only then do we become qualified for jnana. We attain jnana yogyata, right? And jnana you can get through shravana, manana, nididhyasana. Already discussed about Shravana. Shravana means listening. By listening from the competent guru for a long period of time. And thereafter what you need to do is you need to reflect. Manana. So what is going on now is Shravana. And manana is what you should do every day morning. You said no, I don't want to come back. Then you have to get up early morning. The best time to study is morning 4 to 6. Right. So the earlier you get up, the sattva that you have, if you have done the chanta I sent you, like she was talking about, based on what we studied the first few verses of the 18th chapter, then you will find out how much sattva you have. Now let us say you have 5% sattva, 10% sattva. Whatever amount of sattva you have, that manifests early in the morning. So the goal of life is to what? Move from tamas to rajas to sattva and beyond. So the idea is to go on increasing the sattva. For that you have to use the sattva that you have now. If you want to make money, you have to invest the money you have, the ideas you have, the energy you have and multiply it. Similarly, the sattva you have, you need to invest, use it properly and that will manifest early hours of the day. As the day starts moving into sunshine, then afternoon, then you will see that rajas takes over. Then as the sundown comes, tamas takes over. So you got to therefore rise early. And then do what?
Study.
Reflect. What you listen, you now reflect. Think about it. How? Two questions. Then the knowledge settles. But then thereafter, what you are supposed to do is you are supposed to do nididhyasana, meditation. So you are supposed to relive all this knowledge and then get into establishment in knowledge. Right. So that Nididhyasana is also part of Jnana. See, ignorance manifests in three ways. I don't know. I did not understand. I have no experience. I did not know. I do not know. Can be removed by listening or reading. I don't understand can be removed by reflecting. But I have no experience can only be removed through Nididhyasana. So you got to therefore make sure that whatever you reflected gets established in you. Are you with me? Then only you will establish in Brahma Jnana. Otherwise you will be knowing about Brahma, knowing everything, you understood also, but it doesn't reflect in your personal life. So that Nididhyasana Jnana Marga is talking now.
Will I don't know how, not manifest through Karma Yoga?
No. Karma Yoga, how will you know? Goes on acting. Unless you listen, then only you understand. Okay, now the confusion is what? You are born, you are dying. That is one. Right? And what Vedanta teaches you? That you are not born, you are not dying. The body that is born, the body that dies, not you. Okay? How will you come to know this by doing action? You will only come to know this by listening from the Guru, through the Shastra. But now you need to understand how is that I am not this body but I am the Atma. You need to reflect. Then that knowledge you need to establish. So that then what happens? Once you come out in the world, right? Once you come out in the world, what happens? No. I am the body. Anything happens to my body, I get affected. So this knowledge should translate. How? I am not the body. Whatever happens to my body doesn't affect me. Right? So as the knowledge sinks in you, very interesting. Swami Paramarthananda, he does this, he calls it as FIR. F means frequency. I means intensity. R means reaction. Right? The frequency of agitations, sorrow reduces. The intensity also reduces. And the reaction time will reduce. You will quickly recover. Recovery time will be faster. You understand? So R for recovery. So frequency, intensity, recovery. As you get established in the knowledge. That is why in the very orthodox families you will see, once a person is initiated into these things, they maintain tremendous amount of orthodoxy. For example, you know, food, they will only cook for themselves. They don't want them to mix with other thoughts till this thought gets settled in their establishment. Once you are established, then you go out, doesn't matter. Like Adi Shankara says in Bhaja Govindam, Yoga Ratova, Bhoga Ratova, Sangha Ratova, Sangha Rishna. Till then, it's tapas. It's not easy. It's not at all easy. Therefore, this, that Nididhyasana, through that he attains Brahma. That he is talking now, from now on. Verse 50. Siddhim prapto yatha brahma, siddhim prapto yatha brahma, tatapnoti nibhodame, tatapnoti nibhodame, samasenaiva kaunteya, samasenaiva kaunteya, nishtajnanasya yapara, nishtajnanasya yapara, siddhim prapto yatha brahma, tatapnoti nibhodame, samasenaiva kaunteya, nishtajnanasya yapara. Also learn from me briefly, O Kaunteya, O Kunti Putra, Arjuna, how one who has attained perfection reaches Brahman. That supreme consummation of knowledge. Siddhin. Siddhin means, he is not talking about the perfection of self-realization. He is now saying one who has got Siddhi, success in the knowledge. How? By getting more and more success in the knowledge, he attains Brahma. You understand? So he says, I am going to tell you now, Arjuna, because so far I talked about karma. Through karma you got to purify. And a purified person has to come to knowledge. So you attain Siddhi through karma yoga. What kind of Siddhi? Jnana yogyata. Right? You attain jnana yogyata. And then that person who has attained that Siddhi has to get more and more Siddhi in the knowledge path, Shravana. Now you would attain success in Shravana. Now, in few months maybe, by the grace of God, we will conclude the Gita. So what we can say, we have attained Siddhi in Shravana. Okay, but you have attained Siddhi in Manana also. Then you have to attain Siddhi in Nididhyasana. You understand? So that more and more when you attain Siddhi, how that person finally reaches Brahman, that supreme consummation of knowledge. Supreme consummation means what? Thereafter the individuality is completely merged in the totality. Like when the river enters the ocean, the river's individuality is completely merged in the ocean. River becomes ocean. That I will explain. So now basically he's talking about jnanam.
Guruji, I have a question. Siddhi in karma yoga and karma yoga, not karma, followed or
by siddhi in shravana. Now you have to very attentively listen.
Siddhi,
for that also you need Lord's grace. You understand? Now, okay, we have technology and all that. We are recording. But I don't know how many of you are really going back and listening. Now if you go to that whatever site that is, Ananda, Sri Ananda, you will have hundreds of lectures. Now you don't know where to start, where to end. It will be too much. So that is why they, you sit and pray, oh God, I need your grace. So that this tapas, let me go through fully. It's not easy. Isn't it? Something can happen and get, so you attain Siddhi in that listening.
So when the word Siddhi is perfection.
Perfection. But see, when he says, how a person who has attained perfection will merge with Brahman. A person who has attained perfection means he is already merged with Brahman. You are talking about ultimate perfection.
So when he related to on a daily basis, practical basis, perfection in karma yoga, shravan, manana and then meditation.
Then it is, yeah.
More of, in our case, practically speaking, it would be what? Consistency?
Yes.
And consistency.
Consistently.
And
you complete the listening, then consistently reflect, then consistently meditate. You attain Siddhi. Then you will merge with Brahma. Finally.
Because we all have our good days and bad days.
Yeah.
So let's say one morning one is very focused. The other morning one is reading it, but it's all, you know, going around. So though the consistency may be there, but the attention can be...
Consistency probably there in reading and reflecting. But what about consistency in following the disciplines other than this? Your sense control. That is why you are getting disturbed, huh? See, firstly, please understand. Yeah, obviously. See, first and foremost. See, chahte kya? Be clear what you want. Theek hai? You want the world or the divinity? Decide. Now you said, I want liberation. But that should be coming from the bottom of your heart. Then you will be a completely different person altogether. In the sense, you have understood that you are shackled. If I push your head into the water surface, you can't breathe. You will do anything to get away. I don't have to tell you, do this, do that. Do I have to? You will do anything to get away. So when I feel compressed like that, I thought, when you say I didn't want, I don't want to take birth again. If you really say that, I really don't want to come back again, it's just torture. Torture means it. I understand. Then now that becomes your goal in reality. I want that liberation. Then what happens? Automatically in your other areas, your discipline, everything comes. Automatically reduction will happen. See, sometimes you are calm at home. Suddenly you get a phone call, and that phone call, they say something, you disturb it. So through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, the world enters and it disturbs you. So you have to practice and control the entrance. You have a guard at home, huh? The guard checks you. Excuse me, okay, you come to me, have you got an appointment? Yes, no, what for, what time, when, who? For the house you have guard, but for your life, so that's why you're getting disturbed. So as much as possible, keep on reducing those things. That is also part. So that is a struggle.
No, like a phone call comes. I mean, you have to pick up. How do you reduce your reaction to it? I mean, you can only reduce your reaction.
I'm not getting into the nitty gritty of it. I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah.
Phone call will come. You decide whether to take or not. Okay. Now, unknown calls, don't attend. If they are somebody wanting to get to you, they can always message you. Simple. Then message you. And then, oh, okay, for this reason they are trying to call. Then you say, okay, call me, I'll answer the phone.
I already do that.
You understand? So now, it is unknown call. So you filter the message. Either they call you or disturb you. Why? So, like that, there are ways that you can follow for everything.
Not to be disturbed.
Yeah. So, all I'm trying to say is, you must understand that you are initiated. But that doesn't mean it will become Siddhi. How do I make it Siddhi? So you have to prepare the land, then sow the seed, then you have to protect the thing, then you have to make sure that the insects don't come. So bahut sara kaam karna padta hai na. Do you understand? So you are only the beginning stage. So therefore, that how through jnanam, finally you convert and get Brahma, become Brahma Nishta. Nishta means established. Are you with me? That I will talk to you now, through jnana. So that Nididhyasana verses is giving now. Verse 51.
Buddhya-viśuddhaya-yuktaha Dhrityātmānam-niyamyaca Shabdādhi-viṣayān-tyaktvā Rāga-dveśa-vyudasya-ca Buddhya-viśuddhaya-yuktaha Dhrityātmānam-niyamyaca Shabdādhi-viṣayān-tyaktvā Rāga-dveśa-vyudasya-ca Endure with pure intellect. Buddhya Vishuddhaya Yuktaha. Yukta means centered. Ayukta means not centered. So the buddhi should be clear. Now the buddhi is not clear. Now the buddhi is thinking, I am Avanti. I am so many years old. Right? And therefore I need protection from others. That is what the buddhi is thinking now. Correct? Buddhi is not thinking that I am already a mukta. Buddhi is thinking my name is mukta. Are you with me? So it's not clear. The clarity is not there. There is no clarity in life. Till you get clarity in life, you will be running around like this only. You remember, again, last week also I told you, the favorite poem, Pineapple and the Bee. It's a fascinating point. He says, the pineapple were cut and kept in three rows by a vendor and he covered it with a glass case. So a bee saw it, got attracted and attempted to go in and have it. He didn't know it was covered with glass. And he says, half its life, half the day it tries, unsuccessful it turns away. So we are doing the same thing. For some the half life is 30, 50, 60, 80, full life maybe. They don't understand. So what are you doing? You try in, first when you just had legs, then what you do? You try in bicycle. If I get the bicycle, that's enough. No. And then you work and struggle. Not easy to get the bicycle. You work hard, struggle and all that. And last minute somebody will take it away. That's how life is. So, struggle and get the bicycle, and then once you sit down on the bicycle, then you are riding the bicycle, then you suddenly see you are not that really contented like you thought you would be. Then you say, muskil ho raha hai, I am all the time pedaling. If only I had a motor attached to it, it would be nice. So that I don't have to pedal. You know? So, motorcycle change. So you run, struggle again, the same story continues. Then motorcycle. Then what? Again? Too much of pollution in Delhi, Baba. If only I had a car, I can just close it and go. You know? So car. Then this, then that. It goes on. So you never get that clarity as to what am I really looking for? What is that I want? And if I clear this is what I want, then the next question is, where will it? Where is it? And how to get it? These things will be clear to you, no? Are you with me? What is that I really want? Where will I get it? How to get it? That's what he said. Buddhya Vishuddhaya Yukta. So through this preparation, Karma Yoga, so what Karma Yoga does, how does it make you pure? Because Karma Yoga mein kya hota hai? You are going through life's experience. Remember, in Grahastha Ashrama, you are going through fulfilling your desires in accordance with Dharma. As you fulfill the desires, you experience and you say, hey, content, discontentment comes again. Then you slowly you begin to know, okay, all these are temporary. This is not permanent. I don't want this. Life becomes clear to you. Right? Swami Vivekananda says, everybody when they are young, he's an optimist. As they become old, they become pessimist. So, you thought, I will go achieve this, I will show this, I will dikhayenge, go. Who am I? All that. Then slowly you understand, I am very insignificant. Slowly you begin to understand that you are really insignificant. This false I. You understand? The clarity comes. So that's what he's saying. Buddhya Vishuddhaya Yuktaha. Then Trityatmanam Niyamya. So Trityatmanam, Atma here means mind. Trityatmanam, then the mind becomes firm with perfect control. Mind doesn't go here and there into the world again. This Friday, what is the movie going to release? Because you are talking about Netflix. What is the new episode coming in the Netflix? You are not anti to that. It's not that you don't want to watch it. But your mind is not thinking about it. Dhriti. Kisme dhriti hai. It means firmness. Consistency. In which? Taming the self. And that is the dhriti. Firm. The conviction becomes clear. This is not what I want. These are all for practical purposes. Iron and gold will be helpful in buying iron and gold. Iron and gold is good for buying iron and gold. So if I have to come to this class, I need a car. You understand? So all the things become very, very pragmatic level. But I need to therefore get back to the self. I become very firm in that and my mind gets controlled automatically. Are you with me? So when you get clarity in the head, head means intellect, then you get firmness in the mind. Otherwise, how is the mind?
Shivashi. Shivashi.
Going on like this and this. Right? Morning, say, no more drinks. Evening, again drinks. No more drinks? Drinks. No more drinks? Drinks.
You understand?
So therefore, yes, dityatmanam, having controlled self through firmness, mind. Then shabda vishaya tyakva, having relinquished sound and other sense objects. What does that mean? Now, intellect kar diya, mind kar diya. Then what is next left? Senses. Shabda vishaya means all the senses are controlled from the sense objects.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, God.
Yes.
G-U-A-R-D. God should be there. Yes. Sense control. Right? That's what he's talking about here. He makes sure what he should follow, where my eyes should be taken. If my eyes are taken to things that it's not supposed to see, it will obviously be agitated. If I can take the mind to eyes to what it should see, shastra, things that will help me to develop those thoughts. So then that's called practice of sense control. Withdrawing the senses from where it should not go and directing it to where it should go.
You get it? Shabdadina. By Shabdadina, sound, word.
Sound, etc.
Sense objects and Shabdadina.
Pardon? See,
it talks about
Shabdadi Vishayan Tyaktva. So, meaning what? Adi, Shabdadi means etc.
So, word.
Sound through ears. Color and form through eyes, smell through nose. See, the style of shastra, they don't mention all. Sometimes they mention one, sound, etc. Means all the senses. Vishaya, from this kind of senses, sense objects, sound is the vishaya, right? Eyes is the sense, indriya. And vishaya for indriya is rupa. For the eyes is rupa. For the ears is karna is sound, shabda, etc. So he says shabdadi vishya tyaktva. Tyaktva means what? Those kind of sounds, unnecessary things, I don't know. I have understood these are not having intrinsic value. Those values are only for this purpose. So if I eat, it will give me energy. And what energy I want? Why I want this energy? For what purpose? Am I going to run in the Olympics? I am not going to run in the Olympics. So my purpose is what? Sit, study, reflect. So uske liye what kind of food I should eat? Are you with me? What type of food I should eat? That I will eat. Sattvic food. What time I should wake up? You know? So, there is a discipline. So, once the intellect gets the clarity, mind becomes clear, it stops running extrovertedly. And once it stops running extrovertedly, then naturally sense control follows. And then what next time? When you act in the world, you don't act on likes and dislikes. That is the next. Raga Dvesha Yudhasya. Having abandoned likes and dislikes. Now, because I don't have clarity, I am acting on likes and dislikes. I am not doing what I am supposed to do. I am doing what I like to do. Correct or not? So then once I understand this, whatever is good, only that I do. That's why the most important question you need to ask is, chahte kya hai? Kya chahiye? And in the 9th chapter we saw, ananya chinta, no other thought. So agar if I am clear, yehi mere ko chahiye, to koi no other thoughts, koi aur thoughts nahi hai. So then, your body, mind, intellect, everything should function in unison. That's called yoga. That's called yoga. Understand? Then you will achieve success. Then it's possible. Not as well. Oh, this also I want, that also I want. Make it clear. What do you want? Are you with me? So he says, Raga Dvesha Yudhasya Cha, means having abandoned likes and dislikes. Thereafter he will not function on likes and dislikes. Then you will function on obligations only. Only through intellectual conviction and obligation, not on emotional mind dictate. You will not function thereafter. So endued with a pure intellect, very pure intellect, having controlled self through firmness, relinquished sound and other sense objects, renounced love and hatred. Now that means attraction and aversion, likes and dislikes, raga, dvesha. Next verse. Vivikthate vilagvashi, vivikthate vilagvashi, yatavakaya manasaha, dhyana yoga paro nityam, dhyana yoga paro nityam, vairagyam samupashritaha, vairagyam samupashritaha, vivikthate vilagvashi, yatavakaya manasaha, dhyana yoga paro nityam, vairagyam samupashritah. Now, he said, first clarity in the intellect, then firmness at the mind level, sense control at the sense level, then actions do not follow the likes and dislikes, rather follows the conviction. Now he says, living in solitude, vivikta-sevi. Vivikta-sevi means living in solitude. Solitude means what? See, remember, the crowd is always extroverted. You understand? Because it's easy. The moment you open the eyes, you see the sense objects, then everybody is running, running, running. You will find very few people stopping, questioning, and then deciding whether to run or not. Yes or no? He will become one of them. Then automatically you will become smaller group. The smallest is yourself. So what do you do? Vivikta Sevi, in solitude, you are sitting with scriptures, you are sitting, reflecting, doing Nididhyasana, meditation, the words of the scriptures, words of the Guru, and then you are trying to focus the mind on the Atma, living in solitude. For entertainment you need crowd. For reflection you need to do it alone. Meditation has to be done alone. You can be in the group, but you are going within. Excuse me. Vivikta sevi. Lagvashi. Lagvashi means eating but a little. Eating but a little, eating in this connotation means all inputs, not just food. But you can take literally food also. Like just now I explained to you, what is that I need this food for? Energy which is sufficient for me to sit and study, not to run athletic competition. I don't need that type of food. I need food which will help me to achieve my goal. So I need to have a light food so that I can reflect. If I have too much food, then I'll go off to sleep. If I don't eat also, I'll be tired. You understand? Already he said that. Meditation is not for the one who eats too little. Meditation is not for the one who does not eat. All this we studied in the 6th chapter. So eating but a little. Vivikta sevi lagvasa. Yatavakaya manasaha. Speech, body and mind controlled. Right? Speech, body and mind controlled. Generally is referring now everything. Kaya, kayena vacha manasendriyeva vichanno. So the actions are done by kayika vachika manasa. So he controls all the three. He becomes yatihi. Yatihi means that the tapas he is doing with reference to speech, body and mind. Unnecessarily you will not give word and then get caught. Speech also reduces. He becomes more. See, it's like, I can only think of the same example again. When there is problem, especially water problem, you become so aware and alert that with little you are able to live. Isn't it? So, the guy who is now going inward, he spends very little energy wherever required in all these areas. He doesn't waste it through this. See, tapas is conservation of energy, that is getting dissipated in the lower chakras and directing that energy towards the higher. That is tapas. So that's what he does. Tava kaya manasaha. Unnecessarily your mind is going somewhere, bring it back. Don't allow it to go. Right? Then walk. I'm talking and so what do you do? For walk tapas, what do? You chant the shlokas. So then chitta shuddhi happens at that level also. If at all you want to do that. Or conserve the energy, don't talk unnecessarily. Right? Similarly, at the intellect level, mind level, body level, speech level. Body level also, you need to make sure that the body is sufficiently rested. You understand? You can't unnecessarily disturb the body. The body should be sufficiently ready, having done proper exercise, stretching, you know, so that the blood flow is fine. There should be no, see, when you are trying to establish with Brahman, there should be no disturbance from anything. So, yata vakaya manasa. So, kaya, body, vak, speech, manas, mind. All are controlled, yati. Then, jnana yoga para nityam. For it only jnanam is para. Nothing else matters. As it is, see, you then understand that life is very uncertain. Any minute, see, there is a very interesting example of Bhagavad Gita gives, like water on the lotus leaf. The water on the lotus leaf has no connection with lotus leaf, and any minute it can go into the pond water. Like that our life is so uncertain, any minute it can dissolve. So whatever little time I have now, Dhyana Yoga Para. Today Dhyana Yoga is not the para. See, supposing you are told, Baba, like the terminal cancer patients, they say, no, 6 months, 3 months, 5 months, 4 months, whatever time they give you, 1 year. Huh? Plus or minus it may be. So, what is your priority? Think about it. If only we really understand. There was such a big human cry about this 2000, Y2K problem. Everybody studied that computer science in that particular thing. Y2K, Y2K, everybody was there. 2000, and as if 2000 happened yesterday, we remember that. But almost 20 years gone.
I know.
Time flies. Right? So, everybody is in that way, terminal disease only. Right. Somebody is told 1 year. Now this 20 years has passed as if only 1 year has passed, isn't it? Do you think so? So what are you talking about? So everybody is in the terminal case situation only. But we don't realize that. But once you realize that, Dhyana Yoga Para. Instantly. This will become the main thing. All the other things doesn't matter. And Nityam, ever engaged in yoga meditation. Why are we doing all this? We think, what to live for now? But this is very interesting. When you are taken into the operation theater, they take you the signature and everything, right? They make sure that all that is done. Once I come out of this, God's grace, I hope I'll come back alive. Once I come out, no more nothing. No more this kind of living, Baba. Nothing doing. Isn't it? Then, once you come back, slowly recover, few days, you don't even realize you get backwards. In this case, because of that clarity and firmness, Dhyana Yoga Paraha.
You have to be aware all the time.
Absolutely. So you ever engage in yoga or meditation?
It doesn't come automatically. You have to work it out.
I have got no extra time. I need to. As if it's a project. I don't have extra time. That doesn't mean I don't have fun. I have fun and all that. But not at the cost of my sadhana. So the whole day they are immersed in the reflection and meditation of what was studied in the scriptures. Then vairagyam samupashitaha, endued with dispassion. So then if somebody comes and offers you, oh, two things has come, you have not seen. Vairagya. Vairagya means what?
Attachment.
That, how does it come? Because you understand that is also nothing but modification of flesh and bone. The Bhagavad-gītam. It's a very interesting text. It has only 31 verses. He says, he talks about Kanchana and Kamini. Kanchana means wealth. Kamini means opposite sex. Entertainment. Enjoyment. Basically, acquisition, enjoyment. These are the two things. You don't want anything else. Acquire, enjoy. Isn't it? So he says, he takes the example when he talks about the enjoyment. The highest enjoyment is the opposite sex enjoyment. Because all senses are involved in that. And then he says, this is also nothing but modification of flesh. The poem, even this shall pass away, he says, even this shall pass away, poem says, mortal flesh must come to play. So what is this? Nothing but modification of flesh and bone. You understand? So once that is clear to you, the new thing has come. That is also another modification. Big deal. You play with toys. Not the toys that your children are playing or grandchildren are playing. But different types of toys they have. Right? Now they are playing with some sophisticated toys. You only bought them. Right? But is your mind thinking, oh, these toys I didn't play, man. You understand? These are modifications. That's all. Correct? So you have vairagya with reference to that or not? So that person has tremendous vairagya. So he says, vairagyam samupashitaha, endured with dispassion, completely dispassionate towards the world, whatever the world can offer. So there are people going to this Disneyland and world and everything, but you take children, that's a different matter. But every time you will see some new thing they'll bring to attract the crowd again and again. The same old thing will go there again. And everyone is going to say, this has not happened. This new thing. So mind is still having raga, not yet become viragi. You understand? Therefore, new things. Now, once you are in that level, what do you say? I mean, this is nothing but another modification. Same story. Love story. Bollywood movies. Nothing but love story. However, in whichever way they can do the permutation combination, they do and then give it to you. Isn't it? Whatever way, it's like kaleidoscope. So under you put the glass pieces. And now you keep on rotating, it will keep on giving you new patterns. But that pattern is coming from whatever is already in. So this is very clear, worth thing is a tamasha vayu. And therefore his mind is dispassionate. That's what he said. Vairagya samupashitaha. Next. Ahankaram balam darpam. Ahankaram balam darpam.
Kamam krodham parigraham, kamam krodham parigraham, vimuchya nirmama shantaha, vimuchya nirmama shantaha, brahma bhuyaya kalpate, brahma bhuyaya kalpate, ahankaram balam darpam, kamam krodham parigraham, vimuchya nirmama shantaha, brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So, what are we seeing? Clarity, intellect, buddhi, then dhruti, firmness of the mind, sense control, not acting on likes and dislikes, then vivikta sevi, living in solitude, lagvashi, eating but little, right? And then yatavataya manasaha, control over speech, mind and body. Then dhyana yoga paranityam, ever engaged in dhyanam. Then vairagyam samupasita. All this will come if you follow discipline, karma yoga, shravanam, mananam. With these qualities you have to do nididhyasana. Because if you are doing nididhyasana, if you don't have vairagya, somebody says, hey, he's doing achcha, okay. Yeah. Once you go on up, collect more verses. Sadhana gets disturbed. See, sometimes it happens, you know. A lot of people ask, Swamiji, why this course that is there in the academy is only for 3 years, isn't it?
Yes.
Correct. Then, why is it some people are there for 13 years, 15 years, 20 years? Right? They want to go and establish themselves deeper. It's a good place for them to do the sadhana. Right? What is your problem? Oh, they should come back. I'm sure it is the word. Why? So what? If they had a lot of desires, they of course they have to come back and do karma yoga. Agree with me? If somebody is there using that environment for their laziness, then it's wrong. Agree with me? So, vairagyam, what new things come there about? The same thing. Permutation, combination change. Modification. The same five elements only the whole thing comes, na? Again and again. That's what it is. So then, once the person comes to that level, then vimuchya from what? Ahankara, bhalam, dharpam, kamam, krodham, parigraham. Parigraham means covetousness. See, once a person understands through the knowledge that the whole universe is nothing but Brahman. World is Brahman. Once I understand that, Brahman and world are not different. World is Brahman. Will I have ahankar? Ahankar means separating myself from the other. I don't have any separation. I am identified with Atma. Are you with me? So then, ahankar is not there. It's the sense of separateness. Is not there. I am separate from others. And once you have the sense of separation from others, then you will long for power. There is only oneness. Whom are you going to show your power to? Nobody else. There is no question of longing for power. You already become powerful. And then, dharpam, arrogance. Arrogance comes when you compare with somebody who has less than you. And there is no otherness. Where is the question of somebody else having less than, so no arrogance. No desire, kamam, krodham. Krodham is only when you are interrupted, when your desire is interrupted. And the desire is not interrupted, no anger. And no covetousness. See, in the Isavatara Upanishad he says, may you enjoy through renunciation. Don't covet. Magrita Kastishvita. Poverty may is basically what it amounts to is there is some money in your left pocket. You have two pockets in your shirt. The left pocket there is some money. The right pocket has no money. So the left pocket is coveting, so the right pocket is coveting the left pocket. So what do? Struggle and put the money from left to right. Kya hua? Kuch nahi. So, therefore, why you want to covet? There is no need to covet. So this, that person understands and he follows these disciplines. You need to follow these disciplines if you want to establish yourself in that knowledge. Otherwise not possible. And nirmamaha. So you don't covet others' wealth, others' possession, and with reference to your possession also you should have non-possessive attitude. Without mindness. The moment you have possessive attitude, you get disturbed. You are not affected by your possessions. You are affected by your possessive attitude.
By the desires.
Possessive attitude. Whatever you may possess, less, more, doesn't matter. But you become possessive, you don't enjoy. Are you with me? Neither will you enjoy, nor will you let others to enjoy. So therefore, without mindness. You don't covet others' wealth, and with reference to your wealth, you practice non-possessive attitude. Mm-hmm. What is the non-possessive attitude? Trusteeship attitude. See, in the lake, in the pond, if the water is muddy and if the water is disturbed, it doesn't reflect the sun above properly. Only the still water, the sun is reflected properly. Correct? So therefore you have to remove the mud and reduce agitations in the mind. Then the Atma from within reflects. So you have to make sure the mind becomes absolutely still. And for the mind to become absolutely still, you need to practice all this.
You need to work very hard.
You need to have non-possessive attitude. The moment you have possessive attitude, mind starts becoming disturbed. Who will take away my possessions? Will it go to my children or somebody else will take it away after I die? As you find in many places, will is written, but people are contending on that will. Right? And it is not belonging to anybody. Cases are going on for long. So your mind says, where, who will get it? Non-possessive you have to become. So it's not the possessions that disturb you. So a lot of people think, acha, let me reduce my possessions. You got to reduce your possessiveness. How will you reduce the possessiveness?
By changing your thinking.
By knowing that it is unreal and not being attached to it.
So take the example of your property in Delhi. Even though the document says you bought it and it's yours. Right? If the government decides to get the metro flying on your property, through your property, you know. So then what happens?
Gone.
You can fight in the court, but you will have to finally give it to them. So technically who the land belongs to? Government. You understand? The land belongs to the government. It is given to you to enjoy till government deems it. Okay? Are you getting it or not? Similarly, in life, technically everything belongs to God. That whole totality. Temporarily given to you. You are a trustee. After you, you appoint your children as trustees. That's what it is. Or anybody else, whomever you think. But that is not how you look at it. Mera. mind. So once you understand this, that it is belonging to the totality, I have been given the job of taking care of it, but trustee. And the mind will be peaceful. You remember that story we have discussed before? A king was delivering his job perfectly well, duties perfectly well, still he was mentally disturbed, agitated. Then somebody suggested, go to the Himalaya, as a sage meditating. If you go and surrender to him, he will teach you the techniques of meditation and that will give you peace. So he went there. And he surrendered to him, he said, I am the king of this kingdom, but I'm doing everything fine, but I've got a lot of disturbance. I want quietitude, which I believe you can teach me through meditation. I can get it through meditation. So please teach me. He said, okay, I'll teach you. But it will take some time for you to master it and attain the peace. Till then, who will rule the kingdom? It will take a few months, years maybe. So that is correct. Who will rule the kingdom? So, somebody you have to make sure rules the kingdom, then come. He said, okay, I will make you the king because you are already peaceful. He tells, the king tells. So he coronates the sage as the king. Now the sage has become the king. So the king, previous king is now saying, teach me the techniques. Right? Now the new king, the sage, is saying, Baba, now that I have become a king, my mind is thinking, how am I going to run this world, this country? So let me appoint somebody who is capable of running, then I can teach you. So I am the chairman, and I have to appoint the CEO to take care of it. Okay? So he says, the best CEO possible in the country is you. Nobody else can run it better than you. Your CV is the best. Right? So I am appointing you as the CEO. So now, he can't say no to the king, can't disobey the king, correct? So he says, okay. So he says, forget about techniques and all, go and rule. I'm appointing you as a CEO. He goes back and rule, but now he's suddenly peaceful. Why? Earlier he was ruling as a king, now he is ruling as a trustee. The possessiveness is gone. Trusteeship has come. So Ramchita says, this entire world should rest on you like the world is resting on your retina now. You are seeing this world through your eyes, huh? Right? Now the whole world is resting on your retina. Is your retina disturbed? Shanti. So like that. So once you have this understanding, then you will have non-possessiveness. No mind. This mind, this is yours. And shantaha. Should be a peaceful person. When will you be peaceful? When you do the things that ought to be done with no prefix or suffix, then the mind will be peaceful. The mind will get agitated the moment you give it to likes and dislikes. So all these qualities he is talking about, these values, which will help you to gain that
merger with Brahman.
So the person who is already merged doesn't have to worry about it. But we need to build these values to be able to merge with Brahman. Merging with Brahman means establishing oneness. Is that clear? So when you are sitting down to meditate, these burdens should not be there. So we are not saying when you sit down to meditate, possessions should not be there. Give it to your children's name or somebody's name, no. And after you come back from meditation, get it back from them, no. What we are saying is, when you sit down to meditation, make sure all the desires are dealt with. All the suppressed emotions are dealt with. Right? Whomever you think you could have caused some disturbance, you say forgiveness, ask for forgiveness. Mentally. So mind becomes quiet. Deal with this situation. Without dealing, you won't sit down. What will happen? It will come back. It will all come when you are sitting down. Suddenly you are sitting in meditation, then you get it out. Did I switch off the gas? Smoke? Anybody did? Did I stop the car? Did I sign the check and leave it there on the table? Doubt comes, gone. Meditation gone. Yes or no?
Very difficult.
So he is saying deal with it. So deal with inner things more. What are the inner things? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya, maya, ahankar. All these things, these inner things, you deal with it. Without dealing with it, don't go and sit in meditation. You can't do meditation. Right? So therefore, when you are going to sit down and do nididhyasana, you have to think about these things. But if these desires and all this, if there are some leftover desires and you have not dealt with it, it will come and disturb you. You remember I told you, whenever any student wants to come and join the ashram, especially from abroad, West, somebody asks, have you got any debts, education debts? These children, they get into college, it's very expensive. With this scholarship, I know it will go to a few crores. With scholarship, I know one person who's got very good scholarship in college. Still, a 4 years education if you calculate, it runs into a few crores.
Really?
Yeah, it is that expensive. First year, after the scholarship, $30,000. Otherwise it will be like, I don't know, $80,000. Then with the scholarship $50,000, then they say for better studies they'll have to stay outside, not in the hostel. 2-3 students get together and hire a room. Then, you know, another $10,000 increase. So if you calculate the 4 years, easily up to a crore, at least 1 crore with scholarship. Some of these institutes. Are you with me? Now why I am saying that in this context? See, if the student has taken a loan to study, they will pay back throughout their life. That's how it is there. Isn't it? And then, how can he come and study in the Vedanta Academy peacefully? Now he says, Acha, you got a loan, okay, get back and try to close it. I will also try to help him. If the student is really sincere, you know, okay, we'll talk to some of the devotees if they can help. This guy is really interested, you know. Not that he's trying to cheat or anything. Help him out. If they come out to help, then the fellow can come and study. Otherwise he can't. So you've got to deal with all of these things. And especially the inner things, this is too much. More than the possessions which are outside, the possessiveness inside doesn't go. There are people celebrating silver jubilee for giving up cigarette. So have they really given up cigarette? They've given up the cigarette physically. Mentally they're still thinking of the cigarette. So can you say that they've given up the cigarette? They'll take it up sometime. It's not easy. You remember we studied in the second chapter. When a person turns away from the sense objects, the sense object will stop tempting him. But the rasa lingers. The rasa lingers, the taste lingers. And the taste, rasa, will also dissolve upon seeing the Supreme. Till, that's why a lot of people take it back, no? Take it back. Not easy. So therefore he says, better deal with them relatively. Once you have dealt with them relatively, then you can sit down and do your nididhyasana. Otherwise not possible. These children are mine.
No, now, when you sit down to meditate, I mean, have you got rid of all these senses temporarily, or is it supposed to be permanent?
Relative. If it's permanent?
Permanent nahi hota.
Permanent ho gaya toh, you will become mukti.
Absolutely.
So, now
at least temporarily it should be put to rest.
Temporarily deal with it. Then go. See, that is why I am saying, you be clear as to what you want, chahte kya hai. You can't, Swami Ramakrishna beautifully says, you can't serve the God and mammon together. Either you serve God or mammon. You can't serve both God and mammon. We, you know, this also want, that also disturb the truth, not possible. Be clear, what is that you want? So, okay, get into the world till you are able to bring yourself out of it. Then only having dealt with it properly, only you can merge with Brahma. Let's continue. पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांति. ओम कायेन वाचा कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.
Are you all very